The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on this Friday, January the 27th. I'm Andy Holding, going to take a look at an 8-race card once again at Dundalk over in Ireland, the highlight of which comes up in the shape of the 6:30, which is a competitive-looking mile handicap in which the old rivals Chestnut Fire and Red Avenger clash once again for the third time during this winter. Add in the English Raider Superstar, and we've got a mouth-watering contest for that €15,000 event. Plenty of other good races also along the card as well. Lots of runners, and we're used to these running, or most of them running, week in, week out. So we've got an idea of where we stand with most of these now.
Race one.
Moving on to the first race then, which is the 5 o'clock. It's a 5 furlong sprint handicap. And as the saying goes, one swallow doesn't make a summer. And for backers of Strategic Force, you're going to hope that that saying doesn't rear its ugly head as he bids to follow up his scintillating victory here a couple of weeks ago, when he finally got the monkey off his back after a series of near misses, in winning in fairly spectacular fashion by 3 1/4 lengths. It could have been more as well. He always travelled well in the hands of Dennis Linehan that day, and he never looked in danger of not winning. And sometimes before that, he's just looked a little bit reluctant to go through with his effort and get the job done. And that always just is at the back of my mind if I'm thinking about taking a short price. Plain and simply, he's in the same kind of form as he was here on the 13th of January, when he clocked a very good number and he beat quite a few of these rivals here tonight. Then he's going to win again, for sure. If you're looking for an each-way alternative, I'd probably look in the direction of Ken's Sams from the Adrian Joyce stable. Now, this filly hasn't won a race yet in 8 starts, but her best performance came here last week when she was 3rd behind Gerlines' Elario in a very good time figure race. Then that was over 6 furlongs. And given that she was a bit slowly away and then made a lot of ground in the hottest part of the race, only to fade late on, that certainly suggests to me that she could be well competitive in her first try over 5 furlongs. And she's available to back around about the 10-1 mark this morning. So, plain and simply, Strategic Force is in the same nick as he was here a few weeks ago. He'll win again, no doubt. But probably just the prices, I would have a little few quid each way on Kem Sams just for the sport.
Race two.
Moving on to the first race then, which is the 5 o'clock. It's a 5 furlong sprint handicap. And as the saying goes, one swallow doesn't make a summer. And for backers of Strategic Force, you're going to hope that that saying doesn't rear its ugly head as he bids to follow up his scintillating victory here a couple of weeks ago, when he finally got the monkey off his back after a series of near misses, in winning in fairly spectacular fashion by 3 1/4 lengths. It could have been more as well. He always travelled well in the hands of Dennis Linehan that day, and he never looked in danger of not winning. And sometimes before that, he's just looked a little bit reluctant to go through with his effort and get the job done. And that always just is at the back of my mind if I'm thinking about taking a short price. Plain and simply, he's in the same kind of form as he was here on the 13th of January, when he clocked a very good number and he beat quite a few of these rivals here tonight. Then he's going to win again, for sure. If you're looking for an each-way alternative, I'd probably look in the direction of Ken's Sams from the Adrian Joyce stable. Now, this filly hasn't won a race yet in 8 starts, but her best performance came here last week when she was 3rd behind Gerlines' Elario in a very good time figure race. Then that was over 6 furlongs. And given that she was a bit slowly away and then made a lot of ground in the hottest part of the race, only to fade late on, that certainly suggests to me that she could be well competitive in her first try over 5 furlongs. And she's available to back around about the 10-1 mark this morning. So, plain and simply, Strategic Force is in the same nick as he was here a few weeks ago. He'll win again, no doubt. But probably just the prices, I would have a little few quid each way on Kem Sams just for the sport.
Race number three.
On to race three then, and this looks a really trappy affair, even though there's only 5 runners. Each of the quintet could be fancied here, depending on how the race pans out. Now, I've got a sneaky feeling that there could be a little bit of pace on here, courtesy of the front-running pair, Rocking Peace and Time Constraints both in the contest. Now, both of these two horses made all to win here the last day, so it could well be they could set the race up quite nicely. I'm going to go with the horse that's likely to stalk the pace around the inside, and that's George Bull, who's been in fair form this winter. He's been placed on two of his last three runs, and indeed he won a couple of starts ago when he started very strongly in the latter stages to meet my nap on that occasion called Fox Dream. Things just didn't quite pan out for him here the last day behind Slaney Street, but he certainly ran another commendable enough race to suggest that he's still got life in his legs to win another one. So George Bull, hopefully might get the run of the race. As I said, there's bound to be plenty of pace on, and he could come through quite nicely at the end.
Race 4.
On to the best race on the card then, which is the 6:30. Now, most of these have clashed at some stage throughout their careers. And Red Avenger, he's pretty much managed to come out on top on most of those occasions. And he's definitely got the better of Chestnut Fire on the basis of his last two performances. I thought Chestnut Fire would turn the form around with him here on his last run, particularly as he got a better draw and Red Avenger was drawn in stall 10. But it made no difference whatsoever to Damien English's charge, who once again travelled like the wrath of God, and he won probably with a little bit more in hand than the official margin suggests, and that's his run style. He's very much a stalk and pounce horse who likes to cruise in behind the pace, and he's only really got the one run. Indeed, he sometimes pulls himself up or doesn't do a great deal when he's in front, so Pat Smullen will have the instructions probably just to hold on to this fella as long as he possibly dare and deliver him very late. But he has got a potent turn of foot, and drawn in stall one, he's got the luxury of going around the inside and basically riding him wherever he wants. I do think he'll win again tonight. He's around about 5-2 this morning. The main danger might stem from Superstar from the Michael Appleby stable, Rare Raider from an English stable over in Ireland. But I do think his trip over the RSC can pay off, because he run really well behind a horse I've been following at Wolverhampton last time called Mythical Madness. A reproduction of that form, if he can transfer it over to this dead surface at Dundalk, would definitely give him an each-way chance. But Red Avenger very much on top of his game at the moment, and he's expected to go in again in race 4.
Race 5.
On to race 5 then, and all eyes will be on Magan's Moon here, quite rightly so as well. She ran up to a very good standard here when we last saw her back in August, when she finished 4th behind David Watchman's Winter, who's got some quotes for some classics next season. The form of that race has already taken a boost with Dreamy Gal, the second winning, and also the 5th horse, Making Light, who's gone on to win a Group 3 for Dermot Weld subsequently. With the hood on for the first time, this filly by Henry the Navigator, surely has got every chance of getting off the mark at the 4th time of asking. If you're looking for an each way alternative, then probably Midnight Arena strikes as the one most likely to hit the frame, following a good run the other day behind Tommy Stack's Thunder Speed. She was keeping on quite well in the latter stage of that race. Suggests there's definitely a race in her at some stage. But whether it's tonight is open to question, particularly as she's up against a horse like Megan's Moon.
Race number 6.
On to the 6th race then. And the one to concentrate on here, despite dropping back down in trip, is our Maneki Neko. I like the way this horse went through the line the other day. He was really strong in the finish. And the fact that he finished in front of my nap on that occasion, Easy Boy, certainly suggests to me that he's in right, proper, good order at the moment. I really fancied Easy Boy last week, but this horse basically tossed him away very comfortably in the latter stages. So with Gerald Buda obviously taking a valuable 7 off, and he, given that his form here at Dundalk, he's a fairly consistent nature, I'd expect Armaneki Nico to go in yet again. If there is going to be a danger, well, it might just stem from Johnny Lemons' 7-year-old opt-out, who ran a very encouraging race here over what turned out to be an inadequate trip here 2 weeks ago behind Strategic Force. Now, he's absolutely tailed off in the early stages, but he did actually make up a nice bit of ground in the latter stages to only get beat 6 lengths at the line. And being as most of his best form has been over 7 furlongs, particularly when he was over here in the UK, suggests to me that next couple of furlongs tonight will definitely suit this 7-year-old by Pivotal. And there's been a bit of money for him this morning as well. So do keep an eye out on opt-out. But Armaneki Neko is the obvious choice while he's in good form in that 7:30.
Race 7.
On to race number 7 then, the penultimate contest. And being as the front runners have dominated here, a lot depends on whether Arborfield can get to the front from stall 13. He was always handy here the other day as he got the luxury of going around the inside. But unfortunately, he hasn't got that factor here tonight. He's going to be stuck out on the wing, so it slightly puts me off at 5-2. We know that Shabir Emperor is capable of running this field down quite comfortably if he's on a going day, or indeed if the track is riding like it normally does. But it has been very slow here in the last 2 or 3 weeks, whether that's due to the kind of atmospherical conditions. I think he could do with a drop of rain on the surface, really, just to liven it up. Unfortunately, it's been quite frosty, and I think the trackmaster's been going in quite deep there and making it quite a hard work for the horses coming from the back. So it might not necessarily suit Shabir Emperor tonight unless the emphasis of the track changes in his favour. So therefore, I'm left with just putting one horse up, and that's Pallavicini Run, who's been a model of consistency without getting his head in front here at Dundalk throughout the last 4 or 5 runs. He ran to a good standard here the other day in a climber when he was third behind to Carter Blue, and we get a chance to see how that form pans out with Wheels of Fortune early on in the card. With the visor on again, I do think this filly has got every chance of going close in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and probably my second best bet on the card. It comes here in the shape of Ruby Gates, who's a horse who's been shrouded with a little bit of problems in recent times, in the sense that she should have won a race by now, but hasn't managed to do so. I thought she was going to win here the last day when she come there travelling quite nicely at the 2 furlong pole, and it is to get run out of the argument in the latter stages by Hello Humphrey and A Bottle of Smoke. But there was nothing wrong with that effort, and it certainly suggested to me that she's capable of getting ahead in front sooner rather than later. Now, the key to her performance here tonight could derive from the fact that she's dropping back down in 2 furlongs, which I think will help her. And with a short run to the bend as well, she should get all the assistance she needs by being drawn in stall one, providing Donica O'Brien is on the button and gets her out into a challenging position early. So Ruby Gates, hopefully with the luxury of running around the inside over a trip that should suit her, is the confident vote in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got a very competitive looking 7-race card, Leopardstown, to deal with on Sunday, so please do tune in for that this coming weekend. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.